In this bulletin, Donald Trump again makes claims of voter fraud in the US presidential election. Victoria's Hotel Quarantine Inquiry releases its interim report. And in the AFL, St Kilda signs Sean McKernan as an unrestricted free agent. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump has again made unsubstantiated allegations about the legitimacy of the country's election process, repeating claims of voter fraud. The Associated Press is projecting Mr. Trump has so far secured 214 of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to retain the presidency, while his Democratic challenger Joe Biden has 264. Mr. Biden is appealing for calm as vote counting continues in key states.
It is the will of the voters, no one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So each ballot must be counted. And that's what we're going to see going through now. And that's how it should be.
But the Trump campaign is taking legal action in several states over allegations the election is being stolen by the Democrats, demanding either recounts or the suspension of further counting of mail-in ballots. Mr. Trump is also claiming that big money and big tech companies are interfering in the election, for which there's no evidence.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late.
An election law expert says Donald Trump's strategy of trying to disqualify votes that have not yet been counted in the state of Pennsylvania could be damaging his own chances. Mr. Trump is currently ahead of Joe Biden, but only by around 26,000 votes. David Becker has told CBS News some of the ballots Mr. Trump wants to exclude could be for his own campaign. He says the Trump policy is incoherent.
He might be behind after all of the valid ballots are cast, and the ballots he's arguing to be kept out, he would actually need to have even the slightest chance of regaining the lead in Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Prime Minister Scott Morrison should contact Donald Trump and urge him to respect the United States democratic processes. Mr. Albanese says Mr. Trump needs to stop undermining democratic institutions with his conspiracy theories and allow every US voter's ballot to be counted fairly and lawfully. He says it's in Australia's and national interest that the US remains stable and a credible democracy, and Mr. Morrison should intervene.
Scott Morrison has a close relationship with President Trump. We saw that when he attended the de facto campaign rally in Ohio with President Trump. He should be contacting President Trump and conveying Australia's strong view that democratic processes must be respected.
Meanwhile, the inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine program has recommended the state use a combination of improved facility and home-based models for returned overseas travellers. The Board of Inquiry makes 69 recommendations in its 84-page interim report. It proposes the state's future quarantine program be split into two models, one hotel-based and another home-based, with clear lines of ministerial responsibility and a focus on public health. It also recommends a 24/7 police presence at each quarantine facility and urges the Victorian government to consider using electronic monitoring for people isolating at home. And Victoria has gone a week without any new coronavirus deaths or cases. The Department of Health and Human Services update shows the Melbourne 14-day rolling case average has dropped slightly from 1.4 to 1.3. There remains two mystery cases in Melbourne and none in regional areas, and it's the first time since February that Victoria has had such a streak of no additional deaths or cases. But Premier Daniel Andrews continues to stress that the battle is far from won and says more information about the further easing of restrictions will soon be announced.
Victorians have done an amazing thing, building something that's very fragile, building something that is precious, and we've all got to play our part to safeguard that, to properly protect it in the weeks and the months to come. This Sunday we'll make really significant announcements about taking further steps around 25Ks, Ring of Steel with Regional Victoria, some expansions in different settings, whether it's bars, restaurants, cafes, and we'll also map out for Victorians what the rest of November looks
like. Four new locally acquired coronavirus cases have been detected in New South Wales, forcing the closure of a school and a childcare centre in the Southern Highlands. One of the infections is under investigation, while the other three are close contacts of that case. In the AFL, St Kilda has signed Sean McKernan as an unrestricted free agent, with the former Essendon forward ruck joining his third club. McKernan was let go by the Bombers at the end of last season after 53 games across six seasons. The 30-year-old previously played for Adelaide after debuting in 2009. A look at Saturday's weather now. Fine and sunny in Perth, 29. Cloud clearing in Adelaide, 22. Cloudy and 15 in Melbourne. In Hobart, much the same in 14. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 19. A shower or two in Wollongong, 18 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 19. A possible afternoon shower in Newcastle, 22. In Brisbane, partly cloudy in 27. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 33. A possible shower or storm in 36 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom.